Good afternoon. We're under the influence of that large circulation over the Canadian Maritimes, so a gusty northwest breeze that evolved yesterday will persist through the day today. We'll have fewer clouds and more sunshine of the in-and-out variety, and maybe a passing flurry or snow shower across the mountains, but the wind and the cold will wind up being the big story today and heading into the weekend, with temperatures only topping out in the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. Wind chill values will be in the single digits and teens, thanks to that northwest wind flow at times gusting to 30 miles per hour. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure is going to take over, and it will be dry with partly cloudy skies. Still a bit blustery and certainly cold, with lows back into the teens. The wind out of the northwest will persist into the day tomorrow. Despite increasing sunshine, temperatures will stay in the lower 30s for afternoon highs, and the wind will make it feel like it's in the teens all day long. High pressure will keep it dry into the second half of the weekend as well, with less wind perhaps a bit more comfortable on Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 30s. That sun will last into the day on Monday, but it will stay cold in the lower to mid-30s, and back to the mid-30s with sunshine on Tuesday, giving way to increasing high clouds. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a storm system will be heading out of the Mississippi Valley and toward the Appalachian Mountains. As clouds increase and thicken here on Tuesday night and into the morning on Wednesday, some light snow will break out off to the south and head in our direction. It's still uncertain how strong high pressure will be to our north and if it will deflect this storm to our south for Wednesday evening into Thursday. If it does, it'll stay dry throughout the northeast. If it's a little bit weaker and the storm is allowed to work its way up the coast, we'll have some more snow around here by the middle and latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread snow is expected for much of the west as an upper level low slowly drops south and east over the region. The favored higher terrain will have a long duration of heavy snow, especially for the Sierras, where 2 to 4 feet of accumulating snow is expected. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect for portions of California, Oregon, and Nevada. Meanwhile, much of the Rockies and adjacent high plains will have snow as well, with a front and developing low along the front range, combined with the approaching cold front over the Great Basin and Intermountain West. The heaviest snow, 6 to 12 inches worth, is expected across the western areas of South Dakota and Nebraska. Freezing rain is also expected to be a concern with this storm system, with the threat extending from the mid-Missouri Valley into portions of the Ohio Valley. Farther south, fire weather danger will be elevated due to gusty winds and low humidity behind a developing dry line east of the southern and central Rockies and into the Great Plains. And the Storm Prediction Center has outlined a marginal risk for strong thunderstorm development for portions of the lower Mississippi Valley. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 1 at Minot and Harvey, both in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 40s, Boston, partly sunny and windy, mid-30s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs around 30 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 82, set in 1990, and the record low, 4, in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:03 p.m., 11 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, windy and cold, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, less wind Sunday, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s Monday. Increasing high clouds Tuesday, dry, mid-30s. Cloudy with snow developing late in the day Wednesday, and another chance of snow on Thursday, highs in the middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.